This is the Rob, Anybody, and Dawn Show. 3 decades of settling arguments like, are you a man if you order salmon at a steakhouse?
No.
You're welcome. And now back to Rad Radio.
We're about an hour and 20 minutes from the Mixed Pick Sports Show. We do it every weekday morning, Monday through Friday. Those are weekdays at 10 a.m. Steve Mickelson and I usually talking sports. We don't get too far into the sports, but we get far enough in that if you're a fan, it's helpful and informative. We've gotten so many emails from so many people who have thanked us for making sure that we don't talk past you. We make sure you understand what's going on. People who are writing in saying, you know, I got to tell you, it's time of the year. I hated basketball before I started listening to your show, and now I'm a fan because you guys have made me a fan. So we really appreciate those emails. Steve will not be with us today or for the rest of the week because March Madness is his biggest time of the year for his real job, where he is dealing with sports books and things like that. But we will still have a show today. Danny from Tech to You will join us once again. He was with us last week with a lot of insight on March Madness, but also just the idea of how you look at and pick various point spreads and things like that. In fact, he had a great pick last week. His lock, one of his locks of the week last week, was the Kings over the Wizards. Where before the Kings went out and lost dramatically to the worst team in the NBA. Mm. So, you know, we'll clown him a little bit about that. But Kyle is going to join us as well.
Kyle!
On the Mixed Picks sports show. I was just printing out a bunch of stuff about the Kings. That's Kyle's big passion, basketball, the NBA, mm-hmm. the Kings in particular. We're going to talk about that and some other things as well. Kyle's a Dallas Cowboys fan.
Oh, try Dak Prescott.
I've got a Cowboys story that I want to talk to Kyle about a little bit as well. So that's all this morning at 10 a.m. That'll be on Rad TV at members.radradio.com. Also on the Rad Radio app, you can listen anywhere. And if you're in Sacramento, you can listen on 104.7 FM or 890 AM. Let's get to the holiday pie.
Christmas pie, I can't wait till Christmas.
What?
I can't wait till Christmas.
Oh my God.
Christmas pie, I can't wait till Christmas.
There are only 273 days until Christmas morning.
Oh my God, what are we going to eat?
Probably won't matter because there's 222 days until Election Day, so Christmas might be canceled.
God.
And this Sunday is Easter. But we are actually going to, once again, second day in a row, start with Christmas. Yesterday it was a rumor where we were talking about the previous stance of the National Football League that it has not, will not, never has played any games on Christmas when the holiday falls on a Tuesday or a Wednesday. If you think about the NFL season, they have a Monday night game every week. They have a Thursday night game every week. It always sucks. And then they have Sunday night games or Sunday games. And then once college football ends in December, they add in Saturday games. But there's always there's a method to the madness of these guys need time to rest and things like that. And Tuesday, Wednesday, yes, I know. There's been a few occasions where they've canceled a Monday game and they've moved it to a Tuesday.
Oh, geez, that's not what you're talking about.
It's a totally different example, jerk faces. All right?
Yeah.
So we were talking about this rumor yesterday, and then after our show, it became confirmed that although the holiday falls on a Wednesday this year, the NFL plans on playing on Christmas Day this year.
Oh, God. Yay for you all, I mean.
And thank you. Heartfelt. The NFL announced Wednesday it will hold a doubleheader that afternoon.
Oh, God, a doubleheader?
That's two games. The NBA typically has a monopoly on Christmas Day sports programming, but the NFL and its ratings juggernaut has infiltrated that space over the years to the tune of last year. The late afternoon slot between the Eagles and Giants gave Fox an average of 30 million viewers, its highest-rated Christmas Day telecast of any kind.
That's wonderful.
That night on ESPN, the Ravens and Niners played with similar viewership. It was the most watched Monday Night Football game in history.
Ho, ho, ho.
The yes, you are.
Average number of viewers for all three Christmas NFL games was 25 million. The average number of viewers for all the NBA games was 5 million viewers.
Good grief.
There is no question who the undefeated heavyweight champion is in this case.
Well, this is fantastic because everything after Christmas morning, after you open the presents and you do your breakfast or whatever,
Christmas really isn't that fun anymore. Mm-hmm. You got nothing to do. Everything's closed. And then you got to sit around and talk to the cousins and everybody else that you haven't seen since last year. And then you got to pretend like you kept up to date with them on Facebook. And it's just annoying. Rather just sit around and watch the game.
I'm happy for you. Exactly. You have then football. But that's not everybody's story that day.
It is, Kyle.
Well, yeah.
In this one case, you are correct.
Sometimes you have plans with your family.
And you
like
hate
ours,
them.
We'll go shooting out in the desert.
They all hate it.
And then you watch Christmas movies the whole day.
There's nothing else to do.
That's not because there's nothing else to do. Yeah. It's something that I actually look forward to. Thank you.
Yeah, but nobody else does. Everybody else is walking around going, oh, God, we got to do this for dawn.
Me and the girls do. And yes, you little boys will go watch your little footy ball.
Oh, and the girls are all texting each other. Oh, God, yes. Dawn's going to make us stay out here for hours.
See, I love after opening presents, after eating the breakfast, having some family over, gathering around the TV and watching some old holiday classics like Home Alone, Batman Returns, Die Hard.
Right. And that's good because Christmas is over, and that's why you should start watching non-Christmas movies.
Not on the day.
Like that's the one Christmas you're talking about. So those are all non-Christmas movies get you back into the spirit. Now we don't know which two games or which four teams will be playing the two games yet.
Does it matter? You guys will watch anyway.
Yes, no, that is true. It's just a matter of anticipation and excitement. But yes, we will watch anyways.
Yes.
But there are several scheduling considerations that have to go into the matchup. The teams participating will play the previous Saturday-ish. We're not sure. We got this email. Let me get into this just a little bit. Jesus wrote in and said, for the Wednesday Christmas games, wouldn't they have the following weekend off? Like the teams that play Thursday night always have the following weekend off. This is the issue, and we did talk about this a little bit on the Mixed Pick Sports Show yesterday. If you're going to play a game on Saturday, so what the NFL is saying, on Wednesday. The NFL is saying the teams that play on Wednesday will play the previous Saturday because it's December, so you're getting Saturday football. So it's the same amount of rest for those teams that wind up playing on Thursdays during the regular season. Well, again, Thursday night football sucks because the players are not recovered. They need more time. They're tight, unless they had like a full bye week, et cetera, et cetera. The NFL schedule will be fully released in May. We already know every team that, our team, your team, we know who we're playing. I know the 16 games that the 16 teams that the Niners will be playing this year. I don't know when, and I don't know where.
Why do you already know?
Because they release for us, here's who each team is going to be playing in the upcoming season.
It's not the same all the time every year.
No.
Because you're all in the same divisions or whatnot.
And it also alters by strength of schedule and things like God.
Oh, there's a lot to it. Okay.
It's a science.
Of course.
The love of God. the actual schedule. So there's certain things that NFL fans that already have on their calendars. The NFL draft is April 24th or 5th ish, and then a couple weeks after that, around May 8th or 9th, they'll give us the actual schedule. That's where we know. Okay, week one, it's the Niners and whoever in this city. Week two, it's the Niners and whoever in this city. And eventually, we'll all look down and we'll go, okay, December 25th, who's playing? So we won't know that until then. But the thing that we talked about yesterday, give me 30 seconds of actual football talk because it is so relatable, is, okay, fine. The teams that are going to play on Christmas, Wednesday, will play on Saturday. So they'll have that 4 days of rest like before Thursday football. Well, that also means they have to then have a bye week. They're not going to play until a week from Sunday. Having a bye week, meaning their week off, that late in the season, as Steve Mickelson pointed out yesterday during Mixed Picks, is awful on every level. And this could blow up in the NFL's face. Not much does. But that late in the season, to have guys not rested, the injury possibility on Christmas Day is through the roof. And to have them have to play, what would that be, 15 weeks in a row without a bye week is going to have them all broken down until they finally get a week off before their last two or three games, depending on how the calendar works out. It's one of these things. It's a double-edged sword if you're a real NFL fan. Of course I want football. I want football every day. Football should be like baseball. I should have football every goddamn night. Doesn't work out that way. And there are concerns like that, but we'll see how it plays out, and we'll know over the next within 2 months we'll know everything.
Okay, how many weeks are in your football season?
17 weeks, 17 games, 18 weeks.
And you said most.
And that's all, for the regular season.
Okay, and every single team at some point has a bye week.
Has a week off, yes.
Okay, and so then this would require them to either wait and or maybe they add a week to the season. So then it they don't have to wait that long till they're bye. But they can't have two.
No.
But that would extend your season.
No, we're not doing that.
You don't want your season extended.
No, the middle of February is enough.
Okay, right, the Super Bowl.
Remember, less is more. And I was a proponent of adding the 17th game. That's it. No more. Less is more. This is why one of the many reasons the NFL is more popular than the NBA, Major League Baseball, the National Hockey League, and every other goddamn sport in America combined is because not just of the product it puts on the field, but less is more. It's September through mid-February if you even care about the Super Bowl. For a lot of fans, it's September through early January, and then your team's out and you're done.
Yeah. Okay. It's not an extra game. It's an extra week, so they all get the bye week.
No.
You just go without football that week.
Right. Exactly. Thank you so much.
What's the point?
Why don't I just go without sex?
So they can recover.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Like this whole thing you were laying out.
No.
Of how to figure out.
Yeah, figure it out. Figure it out without punishing the fans.
They could do like we do when we go on holiday. Just play a best of NFL game.
Jesus. Just turn on the NFL network anytime.
That's great.
How annoying is that? All right, we got this email from George. Talking about Easter is this Sunday. We did do our Peeps sampler earlier this week. We had the party cake and the Dr. Pepper Peeps. Kyle's a big fan.
Yes.
The party cake Peeps
are the best.
Pretty good, I thought.
They're second
were
good. Best.
They were not that bad. They were nice and soft and fluffy.
And as Kyle just said, they're second best to him. And this is what George is writing about. He says, as for Peeps, I sampled all three that Kyle referenced the most. Party cake, Dr. Pepper, and cotton candy. I found all three to be delicious in their own way, and I would eat them again. My order of preference is number one is party cake. It hit the right notes of a party cake candy. Number two is cotton candy.
Yep.
It was light like cotton candy. I just don't like cotton candy, so I just like for me.
All
man,
right, whatever.
It's like telling me to eat licorice Peeps. No thanks. Black licorice. Ugh. No thanks. And third was Dr. Pepper because he said, I didn't get the taste of Dr. Pepper right away.
Weird.
Unlike the party cake, which I tasted cake right away. Now, but Brandon, you and I had a similar experience where it took, I think for you, a second one. And for me, it was at the very end of the Dr. Pepper one where I even got the Dr. Pepper taste.
Yeah, you need to eat two to actually taste the Dr. Pepper. The first one, it just kind of tastes like a plain Peep. But the second one, it brings out the flavor.
And you get it right away.
Yeah, it hits me right away.
Do you have the other ones you showed me?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so the one of the, because you have not tried these yet, right? You haven't cheated. Have you cheated on us, Kyle?
Well, I had two. So I ate the Rice Krispie cheat ones, but I have Mike and Ike ones on a stick.
Oh, okay.
So I've got those for everybody.
So the big ones that we heard about were the Rice Krispie treats. So these are Peeps that taste like Rice Krispie treats.
No, they're supposed to, but they suck.
Okay, but they're not the opposite. They're not Rice Krispie treats with like Peeps in
correct.
For the marshmallow.
It's a Peep, but it's supposed to taste like Rice Krispies. Okay.
They're messing up. They had to have put at least the Rice Krispies in the Peep.
Yes.
Because that would have set it over the top, in my opinion.
And that's not what they did. There's no Rice Krispie in the
Peep.
No,
there's nothing. It has I think a Brianna wrote in a few weeks ago when we were first discussing it, saying that it had a little hint of vanilla. And they just tasted like regular Peeps and then didn't have any other fancy flavor to it at all.
And then what are the Mike and Ike things?
These are Peeps flavored pops, artificially flavored, it says, but that doesn't make any sense. Anyways, there's like four of them or five of them on a stick, and they're supposed to be strawberry, orange, lemon, and lime flavor.
And taste like the Mike and Ike candies.
Supposedly,
yeah. But they're Peeps consistency.
Yes.
Okay, so we'll give those a try during the break because eating on the radio is not wonderful. In terms of entertainment, we'll give you our thoughts after the break. And meanwhile, we're going to play the pressure cooker. We've got a pair of tickets to see Chevelle at the Grand Sierra Resort in Reno, April 23rd. The pressure cooker is our daily trivia game that we play every single day, although we don't get a winner every single day.
We sure don't.
It's trivia. You either know it or you don't.
You don't.
You have to get five right in 30 seconds. None of that matters unless you're caller 18 right now.
You can do it.
888-989-9811 is the phone number, and caller 18 plays the pressure cooker.
Rob, anybody, and Dawn. The Rob, anybody, and Dawn Show.